State Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager reports that in 2006 they've seen fewer cases of recreational meth users and fewer cases involving first-time users, mostly teens and young adults. Meth cases have dropped to fewer than 1,000, while neighboring states are seeing up to five times that number. Superior Chemical Dependency Counselor Alicia Bliss says she isn't sure what more needs to be done.
As a community or as a country, we've become too soft in some ways, where we think, oh, this person's addicted and that's really sad and I should try to coddle them and make things better, and that's the worst thing that people can do.
Superior Narcotics Officer Mike Miller says the best thing people can do to help battle meth is to work together.
The police themselves are not going to be able to wrest our way out of this problem. What we need is citizens to take an active participation in their community, and when they see suspicious activities, to call us to let us know what they saw, who was doing it, what they suspect people are doing. That's how we really are more effective.
Education about meth plays a key role in keeping kids away from the drug. Superior High School Counselor Scott Bruce says young adults are afraid to come clean about their use.
The more we provide a relationship for them where they feel comfortable opening up and letting an adult know what they're doing, kids want to open up about what they're doing, although, you know, a lot of them are afraid to. And if they have those safe relationships, they will open up and talk.
Superior officials don't think enough is being done for users trying to get away from the drug. Douglas County District Attorney Dan Blank says there has to be more help.
For the people that are trying to kick the habit, that are getting through treatment, that are coming out and going through aftercare, they need those support programs. Because the mix of methamphetamine abusers and addicts and alcoholics, there's a lot of different features. And so maybe the AA model is just fine, but my sense is we need something more specific for methamphetamine.
Shelly Goodiel is a single mother of three in Superior. She struggled to find help for her daughter who became addicted to the drug. She says that there needs to be a meth-focused program for those trying to quit.
The community has to demand more programs for adolescents in the high school. There has to be a place that these kids can go to get help. There's got to be more help out there in our community, and the public's got to demand it, because if we don't start demanding it, it's never going to change, and we're going to lose our kids.
She says people have to hold out hope, especially when their kids are caught in the grip of the drug.
No matter how many agencies turn you away, send you to a different office, give you a different phone number to call, no matter what kind of runaround you get from the system, never give up.
Shelley's daughter has been clean for a year. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.